It is interesting to hear people say, money changes people. I disagree. Money only accentuates who you already are and simply takes on the characteristics and the energies of the person holding it. Here are some thoughts. A careful person will be careful with their money. A gambler will gamble it. A reckless person will be reckless. A lazy person will be lazy with their money. I'm sure you get the idea. Money is not this evil entity, which engulfs people and changes personalities and behaviors, making them into a different person, as many people would have you believe, thinking that is bordering on madness. Money is simply an idea, and only has value to the extent to which we empower it with. The truth of the matter is that money is an amazing vehicle, which gives us options and opportunities that we wouldn't have without it. It is you as a person, who dictates whether this vehicle will be destructive or empowering. So if you are one of those people who are hung about this thing called money and wealth, get over it. You are just stopping yourself from having more options and choices in your life. Two of the most common perspectives or sayings that you might have heard time and time again about relationships with money are: is money your servant or is money your master? Let's think about these for a moment. What does this relationship you are giving to your money actually say, and what is the energy behind it? Money is my servant. Think about it, when you think about a servant and often how they're treated. They tend to be disrespected and potentially abused. Are they passionate about working for you? Are they loyal? Is it a partnership working towards a mutual outcome? On the other hand, what if money was your master? If money was your master, what would that mean? You are controlled and not in control. At the whim of your master. You have no power. This is where most people sit, on one side or the other. Now let's shift the thinking a bit and ask. What if money was your partner? Think about if you treated your money as a partner, what would that feel like? What is the energy behind that? Working together towards a mutual outcome. A team. The sum is greater than the parts. The truth is, most of us have been taught through family and school and society how to feel about money and how we should treat it, and most tends to be negative or ineffective to creating wealth in your life. 75% plus of the people I meet through my seminars or coach personally have a poor relationship with money and are holding many underlying negative beliefs about money, which more often than not they are unaware of and are oblivious to how they are affecting them right now on their journey towards wealth and financial freedom. Now some of you might say, what are you talking about? Money is just money. And if you are saying that, then you probably don't have a good relationship with your own money and more than likely don't have the wealth you want in your life right now. A wealthy person is well aware of their own relationship with money. They respect money and the power of creation it can have for them and everyone else around them. The significance of all of this is, in order for your financial situation to change, you have to eliminate your own negative traits, which affect the way you handle money, and then introduce or strengthen the traits and habits you need as a wealthy person. Think about the energy and emotions you have about money, about receiving it, spending it, saving it, giving it. Then look at the wealth you have in your life. I imagine you may find some distinctions to think about. So here are 5 traits or empowering beliefs to adopt as your own, on your way to creating the mind of a wealthy person. Money is my partner of creation. Think like an investor in every part of your life, an investor in your education, an investor with your money, an investor in yourself as a person. Knowledge and learning. Take responsibility. This is one of the master keys to success. Take responsibility for where you are in life and, more importantly, where you are going in your life. Realize you are 100% responsible and refuse to blame anyone of anything else. Be humble and curious. Be humble enough to ask for help and admit to yourself you don't know it all. Be curious to ask the questions you have floating about in your mind. Find mentors and coaches in your life to guide you on your way to wealth and success. Be intensely action-oriented. Take action with your money. Get it working for you every single day. Stop procrastinating and saying one day. Get out there and do it. So think now about who you are as a person and how that flows onto your finances. What are the commonalities? What is your relationship with money? What does money mean to you? If they aren't serving you, go to work on yourself and your thoughts, feelings, and actions. The truth behind creating success and wealth is not the resources that you have, it is how you think, talk, and act. Todd provides coaching, practical workshops, and keynote talks to help professionals of all ages achieve their own versions of a wealthy lifestyle. By drawing on his vault of knowledge in business, personal growth, wealth psychology, and investment strategy, Todd is helping people just like you generate more wealth to support your highest values in life.